Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to Ray Keating. He's a writer. He's a reporter. He's a novelist, and he's an economist. In fact, he doesn't know what he's going to be next, because he's always in a state of transition.
That is true, unfortunately.
But you're still a young man.
I like to think so, although my kids tell me something different, but yeah. I go with the young man.
How old are you, in your 50s?
I am 51, yes,
51.
I am.
51. And you got time.
Sure.
You got time for
got more novels to write. More novels to write, absolutely.
What are your novels like? I want to, not that I want to go off on a big tangent, but what
just real quick, it's it's a series called the Pastor Stephen Grant novels. It's a guy that used to be in the CIA, did all sorts of things with the CIA, and then he went and became a pastor. And now his old life comes into his new life, and off we go. So there you go. Been four books published. So, a lot of fun.
Are they selling well?
They're selling pretty well. Listen, they're helping to pay the bills. So, you know, it's one of the things in the quiver that helps pay the bills. So that's good.
Yeah, my wife wrote a book on starting. Actually, she was the creator of the Arabic Channel. She's not Arab, but she created the Arabic Channel, which I thought was pretty interesting. She worked for Lehman Brothers, by the way. She was an accomplished person to begin
with.
But now she's a professor. Nobody's perfect. You know, we started to talk before, Ray, on the building of infrastructure and how I thought that was an important function of business. I didn't get a bill of government. I didn't get any pushback on that from you.
The problem that comes with infrastructure, and when we hear about it presented today, is too often, you know, the Democrats like to say this, that infrastructure drives the economy. We spend more money, more tax, so we take more dollars from the private sector, hand it over to politicians. Politicians decide what roads need to be built or what bridges need to be built, and that's how you drive the economy forward. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, the Soviet Union taught us that that was ridiculous. They were good at roads to nowhere.
Economy, I was in China, and I know what you're talking about.
The economy
grows. They built themselves into oblivion.
Well, the problem is that they've got the equation backwards. The economy grows. We get economic growth from the private sector. We get it from entrepreneurship, innovation, private sector investment, businesses. Wait, let me finish. So that's where economic growth comes from. And as that growth occurs, then we need infrastructure to serve
that. Okay, I bought your
argument. That's it.
I bought your argument.
Okay,
now,
Ray Keating
is the biggest manufacturer of horse manure, okay? He grates.
What are you saying?
No. But you have customers all over the country.
Yes, right.
Now you put it on a railroad that doesn't exist. You gotta have the railroad.
Well, that,
you gotta have the bridges.
That's
you have to have the roads.
That's my point. My point is that infrastructure serves economic growth, serves private sector growth. No problem with that. The problem comes when you get the equation backwards, and now all of a sudden we're dreaming up projects that we've got to spend money on that nobody really probably needs, right? But politicians decide this is a great idea, and this is going to cause the economy to grow. Listen, we saw this.
I understand that
it's
argument.
Ridiculous.
I understand that argument, but when you let's take the maglev train that I've been pressing everybody to build forever.
Right.
That can move freight from one side of the country to the other in a day, okay? Takes 4.5 days by truck, and it costs $3,000 to move a truck from one side of the country to the other. You could do that in a fraction of the cost, in a fraction of the time. Now, we are moving thousands and thousands of truckloads a day across the country. Is there a need? Is there that could be filled by something like that? You bet your life.
Well, you got to look at you can't just say we can move something fast. Isn't that cool? So therefore we should
It's not cool.
Economic. Well, you got to look at the economics of it. Does the economics of it actually make sense? It's like people that say solar power is great because solar power is free. It's like, okay, do you want to deal with reality here? You actually have to build panels, you have to build transmission systems, and you have to have backup systems, because guess what? The sun doesn't shine every day. So guess what? It's not free. You have tremendous amount of cost, and the cost of solar power is far above natural gas and coal and so on. It still is. Look at the numbers. I'm in the midst of this. I do a lot of work on energy. It's way above fossil fuels. It's not even close.
solar panels are one-tenth of the cost that they were 30 years ago. One-tenth of
which
the cost.
Says how costly were they 30 years ago in that they're so much more costly today compared to
that's a
fossil
function
fuels.
Of whether or not you want to build them. If I have six manufacturers building solar panels, they're going to be very expensive. If I have 600 manufacturers, they're not going to be expensive.
But
and that's
only,
what's happening now.
Now, the only drive behind solar power is politics. It doesn't make any sense economically. We've been subsidizing
it. The subsidy
we've been
was
subsidizing,
$5 a watt.
We've been subsidizing it since the 70s, and
finish.
It doesn't work.
We were subsidizing it at $5 a watt. You know what we're subsidizing it at now? 48 cents. 48 cents. That doesn't.
So why are you subsidizing it all? That's the question.
There will come a time when we won't.
Well, until then, we are, and taxpayers...
Until then, we won't be building it because it's still not quite as economic as it should be.
You're being very generous. Quite economic as it should be.
Wait a minute. If I had a place in Vermont and I wanted to build my own solar panel and I had a big yard, I'd build it in a minute. I wouldn't take on the cost of bringing a power line down for $20,000.
And you know what? And I am a pure private sector guy, free market. You want to do that without subsidies? You go do it. Somebody working their way in their garage today?
I don't think you're up to date. That's what I'm telling you.
I deal with energy on a daily basis. Huge portion of what I do is energy related. So I am up to date. And so number one is you want to do it in the private sector. That's fantastic. If you've got an entrepreneur out there working away in the garage that actually comes up with an economical way to do wind or solar and everything. More power to them. God bless them. Bring it to the market and let's have fun
with
it.
You have to create
but
the
stop
creators.
The government subsidies. You have to create the creators? What does that mean? Did the government have to step in and tell Steve Jobs, Steve, get in that garage right now and create something?
You create the creators by saying environmentally it's a better thing. We're going to put it on government buildings. So you have a lot of government buildings.
Of course you do. Because they're spending my money and your money. What the heck? It's not their money.
Then you build.
And they invest in things based on politics.
You build the infrastructure of building the infrastructure. So in other words, now you have the biggest customer in the world, the government,
using my money,
goes buying the product. Your money. You know what? Let me tell you about your money. You pay taxes, okay? You know what taxes are? You pay a mortgage.
Yeah, they're ugly. Yes,
you have a mortgage.
I live on Long Island. Yes,
you have a mortgage.
Yes, I do.
Why do you pay for that mortgage? Because you want to live in a nice house. I live in a beautiful home in Centerport, okay? The mortgage is what the mortgage is. Every month I write that check and I say, thank God I can write that check because I like living right here. That means you get what you pay for.
Now, you get what you pay for in the private sector. You don't get what you pay for in government in any way.
You don't always get what you pay for in government because you know why? You and I are not out there busting their ass every day telling them to straighten up and fly right. That's what I do on a regular basis.
Well,
to some degree, you do the same thing.
No, not to some degree. That's what I do for a living. So,
but not as well as I do.
Apparently not, because look at what I'm paying around here. No, it's you know what? Listen, that's a whole other argument, and you know there's a reason why our biggest export is from New York? People. We're really good at sending people to other states, and we've been doing that for a good number of years now. And if it wasn't for international immigration, our population would be down. It's stagnant anyway, but we're really good at sending people elsewhere, especially younger people that graduate from these very costly schools, public schools that we talk all sorts of great things about. And what do they do when they get out? They say, I can't afford to live here. And they leave.
Well, my son works up in Maine as an energy conservation guy. He has a business up
solar.
Solar. He does a lot of stuff. He's a pretty smart kid. But, you know, you made your point that they don't stay here.
They can't afford to stay here.
But you know what?
I can't afford to stay here. I mean, I'm on the clock here. It doesn't make any sense. I look at my property tax bill. I send my kids to private school, and I pay these enormous property taxes. It's gotten to the point now. Throw in the weather on top of it, but it's like, why am I here? It doesn't make
any
sense.
But I spend time. I go down to the school board, and I give them what for about their budgets and whatnot, and try to make them justify everything. They look at me like, Jesus Christ, is he in the room again?
Listen, it's very seductive, right? I mean, bottom line is, it's very seductive spending other people's money. You can dream up all sorts of wonderful things when it's not your money. And that's ultimately one of the huge problems with government, is you're spending other people's money. And it's like, yee-haw, we can do all sorts of stuff when it's not my money.
You know, Ray, you think that I'm a liberal, and I am.
Okay.
But when it comes to spending money, I'm not really that much different than
you. Well, good.
I am a cheap guy.
Good.
I like to make them understand that that is our money that they're spending. And the more they spend, the more you piss us off, you know, if you'll pardon the expression. This is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Ray Keating, and it's been a pleasure. We're talking to you. We'll be back. This is Long Island News Radio and 103.9 FM.